Bob, how big of an issue has the brightness of digital signs been in Reno?
The city council received a lot of complaints from citizens about signs being too bright in the area. Some examples would be the Grand Sierra Resort sign. The one sign that receives a lot of complaints is the Wild Orchid on South Virginia Street. And basically, people felt there should be some standards.
Did, like, Grand Sierra Resort or Wild Orchid, were they part of the conversation? Were they unhappy with the changes?
Grand Sierra Resort had a spokesperson at the meeting on Wednesday, and they have turned down the brightness of their sign as of about 2 weeks ago. So the previous city council meeting, there was a proposed new ordinance presented by city council member Oscar Delgado, and as a result of that, Grand Sierra Resort voluntarily started turning down the brightness of their signs.
And then you've been in talks with Scenic Nevada. What's their take on this vote?
Sure. Lori Ray with Scenic Nevada said basically that the brightness was not the sole issue regarding these digital on-premise signs. She said that the other issues are protecting the aesthetics of the community and private property from what she called the nuisance of digital signs. And also Scenic Nevada is very concerned about reducing driver distractions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the one takeaway is that the city finally has regulations, something that they really haven't had before. And it was an issue that needed to be tackled because obviously the technology of signs has changed in the last 20 years. So the city council really needed to get this ordinance passed so that businesses knew what was required of them.
Bob Conrad with This Is Reno. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.